Now turn to part 2, questions 8 to 13. You'll hear a man talking about a new community centre that is about to open. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 2. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
And finally, on the local report, a word about the new community centre that opens on Saturday, thanks to financial help from the council and a lot of kind volunteers. There's something for everyone at the centre, and that's the message that I'd like to get across to you today. We want people of all ages to come along and enjoy the facilities. Now, there are many community centres up and down the country, but ours stands out from the rest for many reasons. Firstly, the building itself is quite special. It used to be an old mansion belonging to the Haworth family in the early 1900s. It has been lovingly converted to suit its new role as a community centre, with brand new flooring in the gym and complete redecoration right through. Now, the gym is fully equipped with the latest machines for building up muscles and burning up those extra calories. As well as the regular fitness instructors, we have a fully qualified physiotherapist who will be in every Friday morning. Her name is Sally, and she can help with anything from sports injuries to post-operation recovery. So, any of you more mature members of the community who have been lucky enough to have a new hip or a new knee, Sally's your woman. Also, for the elderly, there will be a tea dance on Wednesday afternoons, bingo on Monday, and every now and then a visiting speaker who will give a talk on something of general interest. There will also be a career guidance speaker once a month for those who are about to leave school or college. The resident youth counsellor, John, will be at the centre on Monday, Wednesday and Friday afternoons from 4 to 6 p.m. John can help with specific problems or just be there if you need someone to chat to. John is particularly well qualified on giving advice concerning higher or further education, and that advice not exclusive for the youngsters. Who knows? You may have retired and want to start a part-time degree. And last but not least, let's not forget all you mums with toddlers. Playgroup runs every day, Monday to Friday, 8 to 1:30. You can leave your little ones in the capable hands of our playgroup leaders and assistants, or you are welcome to stay too and have a cup of tea and a chat and generally join in. Well, I hope you all make full use of the centre and support it as much as you can.
Now listen again.
And finally, on the local report, a word about the new community centre that opens on Saturday, thanks to financial help from the council and a lot of kind volunteers. There's something for everyone at the centre, and that's the message that I'd like to get across to you today. We want people of all ages to come along and enjoy the facilities. Now, there are many community centres up and down the country, but ours stands out from the rest for many reasons. Firstly, the building itself is quite special. It used to be an old mansion belonging to the Haworth family in the early 1900s. It has been lovingly converted to suit its new role as a community centre, with brand new flooring in the gym and complete redecoration right through. Now, the gym is fully equipped with the latest machines for building up muscles and burning up those extra calories. As well as the regular fitness instructors, we have a fully qualified physiotherapist who will be in every Friday morning. Her name is Sally, and she can help with anything from sports injuries to post-operation recovery. So, any of you more mature members of the community who have been lucky enough to have a new hip or a new knee, Sally's your woman. Also, for the elderly, there will be a tea dance on Wednesday afternoons, bingo on Monday, and every now and then a visiting speaker who will give a talk on something of general interest. There will also be a career guidance speaker once a month for those who are about to leave school or college. The resident youth counsellor, John, will be at the centre on Monday, Wednesday and Friday afternoons from 4 to 6pm. John can help with specific problems or just be there if you need someone to chat to. John is particularly well qualified on giving advice concerning higher or further education, and that advice not exclusive for the youngsters. Who knows? You may have retired and want to start a part-time degree. And last but not least, let's not forget all you mums with toddlers. Playgroup runs every day, Monday to Friday, 8 to 1:30. You can leave your little ones in the capable hands of our playgroup leaders and assistants, or you are welcome to stay too and have a cup of tea and a chat and generally join in. Well, I hope you all make full use of the centre and support it as much as you can.
That is the end of part 2.